This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. As our show is broadcast widely throughout Canada and 17 of the United States, I'm happy to have a prominent former executive in broadcasting with us today, Robert McLaughlin, who is president and CEO of Touchstone Resorts in Muskoka, Ontario. To tell you a little bit about his background, he's an entrepreneur and a leading executive with an extensive background in mergers, branding, marketing, and promotion. Bob McLaughlin has specialized in many startups. He has worked at executive levels, including 25 years in the broadcast industry. Maybe he should be interviewing this program. He's a former award-winning journalist, ambitious entrepreneur. He is currently president and CEO of Touchstone Resorts, overseeing one of the preeminent boutique resort properties in Canada on the shores of the beautiful Lake Muskoka. We're doing a remote broadcast. I'm here right now in the Muskoka region. The weather is cold. It's not that nice, but it's still magnificent out there. Tell us about your investment, your opportunity, your goals as president and CEO of Touchstone Resorts. Robert McLaughlin.
Thanks, Brian. Welcome to Muskoka. Welcome back. I know you've been here probably longer than I have.
I've been coming up here for 50 years.
I haven't been coming for 50 years, but I've been coming many years. And Muskoka, I guess we classify it in many ways as the Hamptons of Ontario. And it's truly a unique place, rich in beautiful scenery. And we're all about making memories. This is where people come, like you and your family, year after year after year, and they meet friends and family. And I'm truly blessed to be able to work in such a beautiful spot. My partner and I, this was back in 2012. Touchstone was going through some financial challenges. It's a condo resort, as you say, on the shores of Lake Muskoka. And the original developer, I think, ran into some challenges in 2008. And then shortly after, developing a resort and spending money on a resort is an expensive proposition. Ran into some
challenges.
Especially
when it may be a 6 month a year operation.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. We're open year round, but let's be honest, people are coming largely in the spring and summer and fall.
So from May through October is where you do most of your business.
That's our high season.
Yeah.
And but you know what? My favorite time is to come up in the winter when there aren't a lot of people around.
Oh, I think it's beautiful when there's 2-3 feet of snow. The view is magnificent. Maybe even better in the winter, the view, but you really can't do much.
No, and we're trying to make it a four-season destination. And this year we had 5 feet of snow. It was unbelievable.
I've never seen so much. I saw it.
You know, it was hard to keep the roadways open. And we had quite the winter with lots of snow, lots of ice. You know, in the middle of winter, you keep thinking about the joys of summer. So when we purchased the property, Touchstone had started to be developed.
So this is 12 years ago.
Yeah, and we decided to build it out. It had about 30 units, and now we're up to 100 units. And they're all condo resorts, so, you know, up to 4-bedroom units. So some of them are 2,500, 2,600 square feet. And I love the fact that I get to meet so many people who have brought their families, and, you know, you just see them relax. But the property itself is on 23 acres. It's directly on the water. We have 18 boat slips. We have 2 pools, 2 hot tubs. We have a restaurant, a spa. We're a full service resort. But building it was...
Would you say it's 4-star or 5-star?
It is 4-star.
Four star.
Yeah. There aren't many five-star, we don't call them five-star resorts in Canada.
Because a five-star would have food service all night long, and that's a very expensive operation.
Yeah, and there are other elements that most resorts are four-star. A hotel might get to five just because they have different parameters.
Right.
But so we built it out. It took a long time. It took about 8 years to build it all out.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased with where we're at. It's now finished in terms of development, and development is not for the faint of heart. It has a lot of challenges, a lot of bureaucracy, and when you're in lands that are protected and cherished, you have to be careful about the development. There's a lot of people in Muskoka who've been here many years and
right.
don't really want development. They want things to stay the same.
Not in my backyard.
Exactly. But interestingly enough, those cottages, some of them with 18 boat slips, and some of them are mansions.
Oh yeah, they're beautiful.
Beautiful. But they don't want to see further development. So, you have to tread carefully, and you have to move forward slowly.
Now, I would like to talk a little bit about your other hat, and that is a broadcaster, and I know that's years away, but you have a very good thinking about the importance of local news. You were involved in international news all over the world, and we're going to talk about that. We only have 27 minutes, but we can follow up in 6 months with a part two. But one thing that you said was interesting, and I agree, international news has a very low approval rating, and I think for very good reason, because there have been so many reports that have been so out of it internationally, but they continue to repeat and repeat and repeat, and many people become brainwashed. But one thing that you said, which was so important pre-interview, was the importance of local news. And you may remember, having lived in Toronto, my dear friend Irv Weinstein with Eyewitness News. In fact, so many Canadians watched ABC Channel 7 in Buffalo with the Blaze Busters and the robbers and thieves, because it was so entertaining to the highbrow Toronto audience. They loved watching Irv Weinstein because they found it like a comedy show, very entertaining. But he was a great broadcaster and number one for 30 years. He owned the Buffalo market. So that he represented the importance of local, hard-hitting, factual, concrete news and no BS. So let's talk about the importance of local broadcasting news, Bob McLaughlin.
It has changed considerably. I remember when I started off, I had my own WKRP experiences.
Okay.
I remember you did everything back then, and this was, pre-internet, for that matter. And I remember my first job was in a 1,000-watt radio station, in a community-based TV or radio station, and it was a license to print money back then. But you did everything, and it's where I made my mistakes as a journalist. I honed my craft, and then, worked my way up through many local newsrooms across the country, and then into national and international coverage. I was very fortunate. I interviewed a lot of world leaders, from Yitzhak Rabin to Mikhail Gorbachev to Yasser Arafat, but it was at a different time. It was a time when things were slower, quite honestly, when we didn't have to move really fast. We didn't have corruption the way we do now in a lot of journalists. It's sad to see where the state of journalism is, but it's changed. And
it's more entertainment the news today, isn't it?
It can be, for sure. And there are a lot of good solid journalists out there still trying to do the craft. My son is a producer in Toronto and at a television station, and I'm.
It's a local Toronto station or international?
It's a Toronto station, and I'm very proud of him for doing it. It wasn't a profession I particularly wanted him to go into, but he
is that because it's not the profession it was 30 years ago?
I think partly, and I don't know what the future is. You know, everybody with a camera or with a phone thinks they're a journalist, and the problem with journalism, in my opinion, is there's no accountability. There was a time that there was accountability, there was fact-checking, there were editors, there were, you know, all of those things, but we've cut back so much in journalism that it is kind of scary to see where it is going. But having said that, I think you're right. I think on a national and international level, a lot of companies have decided to take a position one way or the other.
Yeah.
I see less of that at the local level. And if you added up all of the ratings for local news across the country, they would far outweigh what those national newscasts get.
Yeah.
Because people still rely on their local radio, their local television, to know what's happening in their communities. And we need to protect those at all costs, because the minute that, I mean, because there's been so many cutbacks, let's be honest, even in local.
Yeah.
If that disappears, I really am worried about how you will actually get real content about what's going on in your community. Because picking up this phone and looking on Facebook or Instagram, that's not news.
And most of it is nonsense.
And most of it's nonsense. And so who's
with doing... With no fact checking. Zero.
Zero. And who is doing long form journalism? And who is doing investigative journalism? That's not a craft anymore. And I remember in my day, and it's still happening. I don't want to make it sound like it isn't, but it's certainly been decreased dramatically. And so we have to protect those local news stations. Support them, because if we don't, I think then we're going to get run over by the news that comes on my phone that is one person's opinion. It's not fact-checked. It's not real journalism.
Well, this is local news, even though it's broadcast internationally.
Right.
We get letters from New Zealand and Scandinavia, because our 50,000 watt clear channel signal really travels at night, and this program airs from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it goes 10 times the distance. It would be 4 p.m. So this is local news, but we have an international audience. Our guest again is Robert McLaughlin, president and CEO of Touchstone Resorts, and a former international journalist, and we're honored to have him on the program. Little plug here. For over 60 years, the AMPO Legal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit our website, www.ampoleagle.com, and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampolegal.com, or call us at 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the AMPO Legal newspaper. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, nursing care executive Harry Dorvillier in Jamaica, New York, John Katsimatidis, who owns WABC Radio, and their star broadcaster, Rita Cosby, who's been on Fox and CNN and Newsmax. So thank you for your comments. A little bit more information about Robert McLaughlin. In his 25-year broadcast career, in journalism. Bob was a reporter, anchor, and producer in local, regional, and national and international news, and eventually took on senior roles as a broadcast executive in Canada. We're happy to be with him. Let's go back to your other hat for Muskoka. People, hundreds of thousands of people travel this region, an hour and a half north of Toronto, with 1,000 lakes and 1,000 islands. What is the magic of Muskoka where you have Touchstone Resorts?
I think the environment that we're sitting in, Brian, today is the magic. It is so beautiful. It is an opportunity to get away, to relax, to enjoy Mother Nature. And you know what? That's getting harder and harder to find, isn't it? You know, we've got many, many, many golf courses. There's a lot of hiking, mountain biking. The water is obviously our raison d'etre,
right,
in terms of boating and water skiing and all of those lovely things that you do on the water. You know, you can get away in a kayak and a canoe and get lost for days. And that is what I enjoy doing. That's what most of the people who come to Muskoka enjoy doing. And, you know, we have to protect the environment, but we also have to make sure that we're opening it up so people can experience it. It's not, we don't want it to be a private club. We want it to be available to everybody to come up and enjoy.
Now, I mentioned and you mentioned some of these world leaders that you have met with, and I've done similar excursions worldwide with the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation. I was involved, and we always had a TV crew with us going to 30 countries over 25 years on humanitarian missions in Russia, India, Tanzania, Peru. So I've done something similar to what you've done, and you've met with, you mentioned about Rabin, Arafat, Gorbachev, Yeltsin, work in Siberia. So let's talk about what you learned from these leaders, what you learned about history, what you learned about conflicts around the world. Maybe now most of these people are dead.
You could
let your hair down and tell us some anecdotes or experiences you had with him that added to your greater knowledge of the world and history and international conflict.
Wow, that's a big one. I guess one of the things I would say is, you know, leaders, they do come and go. And sometimes in conflict, you simply have to wait for change. I think many world leaders try to make their mark and propose change, and often they are not thinking of the people they serve. And you know, we've seen that in Syria, we've seen that in many countries, even in Lebanon after the civil war, Harari and others. It is remarkable that many of these leaders, while they strive to make things better for their countries, they in fact make things worse. And that's very simplistic in a way, but we see it time and time again. But when they remember the people they serve, and you know, I always took away from any country that I was in, I went to the people, and you saw how they lived and how they suffered,
right,
or how they managed. You know, in Russia, when Yeltsin was in, a family would make $20 a month. That's what they would live on. And
it didn't matter if you were a sewer cleaner or a doctor, you made the same.
You made the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would line up for food. And in many instances, things haven't changed. And some have bettered themselves for sure, but the difference between those who the haves and the have-nots, I think, is just getting greater and greater and greater, and especially in places like Russia. And I don't know how you solve that, other than, you know, making sure that the world does see it and understands it.
Well, you have a unique perspective, and hopefully things will improve, especially in the Ukraine, where a couple thousand people are dying a week, and the average age of the men in the Ukraine is about 43, because those between 20 and 40 are dead.
Terrible. Yeah.
Well, hopefully your wisdom can help our listeners to seek greater justice and world peace. Let's put on your other hat now about Muskoka. If one wants to come up to this magical area, Muskoka, to spend a week with sporting facilities, or have a wedding, or a religious event, why do you recommend them to come to Muskoka and drive? If they're driving from Pennsylvania or Ohio or Toronto or Montreal, why here in Muskoka, Robert McLaughlin?
I think we have a very unique and special place in the world. I think all the amenities that people are looking at for special events, whether they be corporate events, weddings, family reunions, I think this is a wonderful place to come and visit and enjoy. At Touchstone, we are very lucky that we have a real community here where our owners, our guests, feel very much at home. We have all of the facilities that they might want to come and spend a night, two nights, a week, or longer. And you know, it is truly a place that brings a smile to my face, and it is a unique part of the world. And we're lucky it's not that far. I mean, how long does it take you to get from Buffalo?
It takes me 3.5 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty, that's not a long trip. And from people in Toronto, it's 1.5 hours.
Yeah, it's close. We have just a few minutes left. You've had two tremendous careers, one in local, national, international broadcasting, the other in the resort industry. Take a few minutes about the highlights of your very different careers, Robert McLaughlin.
I think my highlight here at Touchstone has been the building of this beautiful resort. And I hope people take a look and consider coming and enjoying it. I think my broadcast career, you know, it took me to many, many countries. I've been over to almost 90 countries in the world. It opened my eyes, and I think that's the thing that I feel very, very lucky. I met extraordinary people all over the world, and people are people, you know. When you sit down across the table like you and I are and just talk to people,
right,
it's a pretty educational experience when you're traveling the world and seeing different cultures and seeing different ways of life. You know, people by and large are trying to make things good for their family, and I think that's something that we share as a world. But it's getting very small, isn't it? I mean, it's so much easier to travel these days than it once was. And you know, I really encourage people, especially young people, to get out and get away, go see the world, and get out of your corner of where you're living and experience it. It really opens your mind, and I think it leads to good things. I've seen a lot of really positive. I've seen some ugly things too, to be honest, in my journalistic career. I've seen hate, I've seen destruction, I've seen death. But I've seen a lot of positive things. I've seen, you know, birth, and I've seen what it means to get ahead in the world and to make good. And I've really been lucky to meet people who have made a difference. And I think that that's something that is getting harder and harder to see, Brian, when individual people making change, making a difference. And those are very unique and special people, and we all can do that.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close on the Bet AM 1520. We've learned a great deal from a man who has mastered two careers, one in resort management and ownership with Touchstone Resorts up in the Muskoka region of Ontario, Robert McLaughlin, and also he was an international broadcasting reporter, anchor, and producer. Thank you for enlightening us. Special thanks to our director of production, Kevin Carr, who has served us so well for the last 20 years. Any comments or thoughts, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us, Robert McLaughlin, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.